A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that math sure used to make me smile. And I knew if I had the chance, I would ace geometry class and make my parents happy for a while. But some math books made me shiver. Dry procedures all delivered. Nothing past the rational and nothing transcendental. I can't remember if I cried reading 3.14159, but something touched me deep inside the day I learned of pi. So find the value of pi. Starts 3.14159. A good old fraction you may hope to define, but the decimal never dies. The decimal never dies. In the Bible we do see the circle ratio appears as 3 or a little more. That genius Archimedes found with polygons an upper bound of 22 sevenths for sure. The Chinese got it really key, 355 over 113. More join the action with continued fractions. Woo! In the 1700s, my oh my, the English coined the symbol pi, and Lambert showed it was a lie to look for rational pi. He started singing, find the value of pi. Starts 3.14159. A good old fraction you may hope to define, but the decimal never dies. The decimal never dies. Late 1800s, lend them and share why a circle can't be squared, but some folks tried anyway. Like the Indiana doctor who said pi was 4 or 3.2 and thought his proof should be a law someday. The Indiana congressman read his paper there and then. A bill got through the House by a vote unanimous. But in the end, the statesman cried, it's not for us to decide. So the bill was left to die, like the quest for rational pi. Let's try singing, find the value of pi. Starts 3.14159. A good old fraction you may hope to define, but the decimal never dies. The decimal never dies.